Another piece of political news, a civil trial begins today involving a political action committee associated with House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. It's the first in a series of actions against Texans for a Republican Majority, or TRMPAC as it's known. Congressman DeLay used TRMPAC to collect hundreds of thousands of dollars in corporate campaign contributions. Now, the court case centers on allegations that the corporate money was poured into 23 races for the Texas State House of Representatives. It's illegal in Texas to use corporate money for political expenses, so five of the defeated Democrats are suing. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Mike Head is a small-town lawyer from East Texas. In 2001, his congressional district came open, and Head thought he might like a try at politics and ran for the seat. 10 days before the general election, all the voters in Head's district began to receive a series of mailers, political pamphlets in the mail. They were not nice.
A mailer that came out of Virginia, which seemed very odd to me at the time, and it was a very harsh piece of mail. It said, Mike Head is on the side of baby killers.
Head was a former assistant district attorney and is board certified in criminal defense. As a result, local judges occasionally ask Head to represent indigent defendants at state expense. And once, Head had been assigned to defend a woman accused of killing a child. Head says that while all the mailings were distorted and ugly, not a single one of them came from his opponent's campaign or the Texas Republican Party.
It was sent by the Law Enforcement Alliance of America, and I wouldn't think an organization in Virginia would take a particularly strong interest in a legislative House race in the state of Texas.
But that's where Mike Head was wrong, because while it was very likely true that the Law Enforcement Alliance of America from Falls Church, Virginia, could care less about some small-town lawyer's race for the Texas House, Tom DeLay cared a great deal. DeLay had a plan to have Republicans take control of the Texas House and then use that majority to redistrict Texas's congressional districts. And if that's what Tom DeLay cared about, then a lot of other people around the country cared too.
Tom DeLay was up to his eyeballs in it. It was Tom DeLay's people, all the way down to his daughter, helping to run TRMPAC.
Chris Feldman is the attorney representing five of the defeated Democrats who are now suing DeLay's TRMPAC. It is illegal in Texas to use corporate campaign contributions in state political campaigns, with one exception. You can use corporate donations to pay for certain administrative expenses, but you are not allowed to use contributions for direct political action, and that's what this case is about. Feldman and the Democrats say TRMPAC used hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay for phone bank operations and political consultants.
Most people, when they hear administrative expenses, would assume that's rent and utilities, maybe a phone bill, not political consultants, not political polling, not campaign contributions laundered through the RNC. These are not administrative expenses. What Severa and TRMPAC are doing is trying to drive a truck through a very small exception or loophole.
Feldman is talking about Bill Severa, TRMPAC's treasurer and the defendant in this case. Severa's attorney, Larry Scarborough, will argue this week that under their interpretation of the Texas statute, paying for telephone polling and political consultants was legal, as long as those phone bank callers and consultants never expressly advocated vote for so-and-so.
Now, that same operation later expressly advocated in 15 races to ask for support for the Republican candidate. The bill for that was paid for out of the political account, the hard dollar account, and a completely separate account from the non-political account.
This trial is expected to parallel the upcoming criminal case filed against TRMPAC officers by Austin District Attorney Ronnie Earle. As to whether Tom DeLay himself could also be subject to criminal indictment, Earle will only say that the grand jury's investigation into TRMPAC is continuing. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.